Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Oh, now I'm stranded
on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. Greg Codd here. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. We keep adding discs to the Desert Island Jukebox, man. That thing is overflowing with goodness. And it's great that we are able to give our Patreon members a sneak peek every week. If they want to join up, please consider that as an added bonus if you do sign up.
Yes, yes.
So, Jim, are you going to give us a hint on what you're going to play this week?
I am, Greg. I'm going to play an artist that we've only mentioned once in the 133 years of Sound Opinions history. Whoa. And it was Andy Serzan, played a Christmas song by this artist. She has become a big heroine in the indie rock underground. She is long dead, discovered posthumously, celebrated only one album in her career, but four since.
Wow. Okay, I am very intrigued. That's going to be up in a minute.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
All good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, we're back, Jim. What song are you going to add?
Greg, I'm going to add a tune by Margot Gurian. Who was Margot? A singer, songwriter, musician, lyricist, many people say composer. Trained in the jazz idiom, really serious songwriter, raised in Queens, all right? To a really educated family that loved art and music. Her parents met at Cornell University. Mom majored in piano. Dad was a pianist and liberal arts professor eventually. She started writing poems at a really early age, and the jazz that infused the household led her to becoming a songwriter. She had a couple of songs that were recorded by other artists. The people who would eventually record Margot Gurian songs include Mama Cass Elliott, Glenn Campbell, Astrid Gilberto, a bunch of those 60s pop bands that were on the charts just before the Beatles. Claudine Longet recorded her Christmas song, I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You, a 1967 single, later covered by Saint Etienne, a band that I think drew a lot of influence from Margot. Of course, Andy Serzan played Margot's original demo recording
right.
When we did the Christmas special with him. I guess it was 10 years ago now. One album comes out in 1968, Take a Picture. It was just full of this great songwriting with these jazzy pop arrangements. What really made her decide to make an album, she said, is the track God Only Knows from Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. You know, she was a serious songwriter, she was a jazz songwriter, and I can make a pop album. There was one problem, by her own admission. I couldn't damn sing, she said. Now, I think that was her being harsh on herself, although clearly the record company agreed because the album didn't sell and nobody invited her to make another one. I think in retrospect, we have this sort of true indie bedroom artist kind of honesty, raw emotion that comes through. Is it the greatest voice in the world? No. Not compared to Astrid Gilberto or Mama Cass, who was a hell of a singer, right? Who covered her songs. But there was an honesty there. And since Take a Picture, the only album of her career, we've had three collections, 25 demos, 27 demos, 29 demos of archivists unearthing her, basically in her bedroom, recording demos of her songs. Also a record of variations of Chopsticks. She had that classical background. She's an artist who is well worth rediscovering. Died in 2021. I'm going to play a track from 27 demos. That came out in 2014, the middle of those demo collections, called Under My Umbrella. And you'll hear what I'm saying about her honesty, her directness, her kind of like whimsical naivete. I can shelter you under my umbrella, right? She was obsessed by rain. A couple of her hit songs had rain in the title. And this is a song about what we do to ward off the rain. Margot Gurian on Sound Opinions. Under My Umbrella. Isn't that a great song?
I love that song, and good call. I'd forgotten that Andy had played it. Andy Surzin had played it on one of his Christmas specials.
Well, having done this show now for 231 years, I have to go back to the archive to say, did we ever talk about this artist? And how we and that's how I was like, oh, I'd forgotten that Andy played her.
Yeah, she's one of those artists, a cult artist indeed, but you kind of think, man, if only a few other things had gone in a different direction for her, what kind of a career she might have had.
No, and you have entire bands that, like, you know, that sound is very much of a piece. Like I said, Saint Etienne.
Absolutely. That's it for this bonus episode. If you've got thoughts on this episode, Jim's track, Margot Gurian, or anything else on Sound Opinions, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org.
Sound Opinions was produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Mary Bernthal. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.